Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
Today is the National Day of Prayer. It was created by Congress in 1952 and signed into law by President Harry S. Truman. In 1988, President Ronald Reagan signed a bill into law designating the first Thursday of May as a National Day of Prayer. Now, as people go to their local courthouses or to their state capitals to pray, this indicates a couple of things that may seem obvious, but worth pointing out. For starters, prayer implies that we're talking to God. It means that there's someone more powerful, more knowledgeable, and more worthy than us. Now, it takes humility on the part of people who are praying to admit this. We are blessed to live in a nation where we can freely pray in public and call on the God of all creation. And as a nation, we need His grace and mercy more than ever.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.